Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome along to the Short Ball. Scotty Stevenson, Ali Williams with you. It's the 15th of May here in New Zealand. It's 8 in the morning. You've got us up early, Big Worms. You've got us into it.
Mate, we both went to the gym. Look at your physique. It's starting to pay off. You look really great. Is. You've got colour in your face again, not like a pale alcoholic. And you know what? Today is going to be a good day for both you and I and everyone else.
I love this. I love this enthusiasm. This enthusiasm has got me thinking about Alex Good's enthusiasm.
Oh, what a champion. What a great human being. What a legend.
Now, of course, Sarri's win the European Cup again. Good's third title. So he's decided he's going out for a couple. And he's gone full Sarri's kit. Boots and all.
So do you reckon he showered and put it back on? Or he actually just hasn't showered? He's got claret. He's got sweat. He's got all the makeups of 30 men mauling together, wishing round and with grass and blah, blah, blah. He's got it all mixed in himself and he's gone out 3 days in a row.
Well, I mean, after a three-day bender, you're not going to smell good anyway, so you might as well come off a low base. But I'm not entirely sure. The photos are extraordinary, though. At one stage, he had a bum bag on as well, which is good.
He's a safe traveller.
Safety first.
He's got his passport in case. Because that's the thing in Europe, eh? You're sitting there and all of a sudden you're like, Ibiza? Yeah, mate, let's go to Ibiza. You just walk in, jump on the plane, 2 hours you're in Ibiza. Or, you know, you go to Ireland. Or...
At what point did you do this?
Because in Toulon, right, you could travel. You had Nice Airport, so you could travel. It was quite easy to just travel for 2 days and you go somewhere. I mean, we had, for Sunday sessions, get-togethers, we jumped in a taxi. 45 minutes, we're in Saint-Tropez.
That's just a Sunday.
Just a Sunday. Saint-Tropez kicking it back with Lionel Richie and a few other clowns at Club Sank-on-Sank.
Lionel Richie was there?
Yeah, I met Lionel Richie. I didn't meet him actually, but he was there. And then they got put their song on. All night long.
Just for Lionel?
Yeah. And then the place just cranked. And then there were a few other chicks that... Casey knew and I didn't have a clue who they were, but, I mean, it's pretty swanky.
Yeah.
But then they do this, like, raw food platter, and it's just vegetables, like raw tomatoes that the guy actually grows, and that's, you're like, yeah, I'll have that, and you just...
Well, you're eating raw tomatoes. At what stage in a Sunday session bender have you ever thought to yourself...
No, that was a romantic...
Oh, that was a getaway.
Getaway.
With Lionel Richie.
Her and I would have... I didn't include Lionel Richie in the getaway plan.
Every good romantic getaway should include Lionel Richie in some level.
Not in the level I think she wanted it, but a bit of music here and there and everywhere. But anyway, back to Goody.
Yeah, 3 days. 3 days. He's given up. His last post was just the kit, full kit on the floor. Obviously, he's been enjoying some congratulatory tweets from former teammates and colleagues. I'm sure he's been disparaged in some quarters by people who think this is just irresponsible behaviour. But it did bring to mind some of the great benders. I remember Hayden Bedwell Curtis a couple of years ago after the Crusaders won their title. He went out full night, did the full night and next day in his Crusader kit, no change, which I really enjoyed. So there is form for this kind of celebration. Did anyone go out full kit after Rugby World Cup? You wouldn't have, would you? Not an All Black kit.
This is starting to really aggravate me.
Why?
Because I never did it, and I should have done it. It's such a great call.
Yeah,
I did dress-ups and things like that.
If anyone was going to, it would have been you.
Yeah, I did dress-ups and all that sort of stuff, but I suppose I sort of tried to hide after when I was having my celebrationary drinks.
Yeah.
Just wanted to keep to myself.
Yeah, you got to keep. Sometimes you got to keep that behind closed doors. Richard Hadley went out, I believe.
In Richard Hadley?
Full test whites.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, out on the chop in his full test whites.
Freddie Flintoff.
Didn't he get on a pedalo?
Yeah.
One of those pedal boats.
It's brilliant, eh?
Yeah.
The things you do, I mean, it's...
Andy Powell drove a golf cart on the motorway.
State highway, whatever it was, one in Wales. What a goose. but it goes to show the relief and the satisfaction that guys get when they win a championship. There's just so much stuff that goes into it behind the scenes, sacrifice, you know, the pressures, all those sorts of things. So when you win, you just sort of go, oh, and you completely relax.
Great feeling.
Great feeling. So I'm all for the big old celebrations. Should we put out a challenge for this year's Super Rugby?
I think full kit celebrations.
Full kit celebrations.
Because it's not like in Super Rugby now you have a post-match where you've got to go get your tie and jacket on. That went by years ago.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
So you don't have to do that. You can just go straight out.
So Rugby Pass will donate... $2,000.
This is on you, by the way.
No, Rugby Pass. We're a team here. We'll donate $2,000 for the Super Rugby winner that goes for the longest in their rugby kit, and it has to be longer than 24 hours?
Oh, got to be longer than
48 hours. Has to be longer than 48 hours,
right.
And we need visual evidence on tweets. Stay responsible. Promote your team for the 48 hours, and Rugby Pass will donate $2,000 to that individual, and then it's his choice whether they want to give it to a charity.
Right.
That's in the goodwill of your heart.
Does the charity have taps and kegs?
If it's your own personal charity, there's no discretion, there's no limitations, and there's no regulations on where this $2,000 goes. I will have to admit that this money will only be received after the event.
Right.
You can't put yourself in for a bid saying, I'm going to do it and get the money first. It doesn't work that way. Sorry,
kids. It's got to be after the fact.
After the fact.
So, and we're talking full kit because Goody went out, boots and all.
Boots and all, socks. Yep. Socks pulled up, please.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
You can't go down
and if you wear headgear during matches, you got to stay wearing your headgear. So I'm hoping the Blues win and James Parsons.
Jimmy P.
Jimmy P wears his headgear because he loves the headgear, doesn't he?
He does, yeah.
Even in a 100-cap presentation, he's still got his bloody helmet on.
Yeah, you see him sometimes walking down Takapuna Beach.
with his helmet on.
With his headgear on.
I think he could be one of those guys that think that the acorns are going to fall on his head or he's going to die or something.
Well, mate, that guy's been through some tough times at that club. He's probably got a right
lay
to
lay off my Blues, Chief.
Oh, are we going there? Shall we? We might as well segue into that.
Oh, God.
What a shambles on, what was it, Friday night?
Painful.
Man alive. Do you know, we talked about this. We've talked about it all season long on the short ball. Just when you think that this team is getting to grips with game management, patience, structure, all the things that win you games of footy.
Taking your points.
Have you noted that other people are starting to pick up on
six
the respect the three line of yours? I've noticed that. There's more and more of people who are thinking to themselves, why on earth are Kiwi teams not taking 3 points? Is this going to haunt a New Zealand team at some point? Sam Smith just walked
in. He's our,
he's our videographer.
Videographer,
he's
producer.
Late.
He's actually late. Runs this whole operation behind Tina.
Just come in, Sam.
And here he is, mate. Welcome, team. Here he is.
What happened, mate?
I think the bus was late.
No, there's a train strike.
Is that what it was?
Is there a train strike today?
Let's not get on to Auckland's epidemic in terms of public transport.
It's half the problem the Blues can't win a game.
It is. And the resource consents and the building consents.
You can't start bringing up your own work now on this podcast.
What do you mean? If I donate $2,000, well, Rugby Pass has donated $2,000.
Can we go back to the Blues?
Okay, the Blues. Summary of the Blues. They could have won the game. They had 75% of the possession.
Shit.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Around that, man. But they could have won the game. They should have won the game. Bad management in terms of applying pressure and getting benefit when you've got so much ball. frustration started to creep in with individuals and collectively with the team. So guys lost focus. Really frustrating for supporters to watch because you're sitting there going, you guys are the better team.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely the better team, or should have won that game, but you didn't. And I just hope that they sort of re-level themselves and go, right, we've got five games left.
Yeah.
Let's just play every game day by day, do the simple things, concentrate on what we all want to do as a team. Don't worry about All Black selection, all that sort of stuff. Just get back to having fun and just win. Don't try and be pretty. Don't try and entertain.
Well, it's such a massive game for the Blues and Chiefs this weekend. It's a great derby for starters. I love this game. And the Chiefs have had it their way for... Mate, there are kids who are starting high school who have never seen the Blues beat the Chiefs. That's crazy.
That's scary, eh?
Well, almost.
We never lost to the Chiefs.
Right? So
when I started.
So here we go. 21
then
points.
Then I started and we started losing. Yes. I apologise.
I don't know if you wanted to go there, to be honest.
I apologise.
21 points the Blues are on. The Chiefs are on 23. So the Chiefs are suddenly starting to climb. They believe in the Chiefs that they can make the playoffs.
Oh, don't write off the Chiefs. The way that they're winning, the way that they're showing grit, tenacity, the way that players are starting to come back into form, the way that people you wouldn't even have written an article or include them in a Chiefs article at the start of the year are sitting there going, well, hold on, I'm a cornerstone of this team currently mm-hmm. on form and what we're doing. And we know how to build momentum. We know how to grind and get back up to give us a shot in the playoffs. So,
But I think it all hinges on this game. If the Chiefs win this game against the Blues,
they'll go to the playoffs.
They are going to make their run. And the Blues have got a very clear goal here. Win this game at all costs.
Yeah.
You can win this game. You can put to bed a massive monkey that's been on the back with the Chiefs. You can then say to the Chiefs...
Are we on animals again?
Yeah, we're going back to...
Ooh, monkey.
Didn't we talk to Moors about Moors before?
What are you again? You're the owl.
There's been talk that I look like a rudu.
A rudu.
That's only Mertz, though. I never listened to Mertz.
Can we do like a comparison in this? I don't know if you can... Is this live? Oh, okay, so we can't
what do
it.
Of course it's live. It's been recorded.
Well, I don't know, mate. I don't know.
Do you want to put a... Instead
wanna,
of you being me...
I want to put a ruru on my face next time.
Like a Morpork
face. And then it looked like there would be two sumos talking.
We can do that. I don't mind. Okay. I can't fight.
Can I leave that with you for next week?
Yeah, we'll leave it with Sam. He's looking at me. His
Sam loves it.
His mind's ticking over now.
He's like, finally, some humour in this boring, tedious podcast.
Tina's sort of turned around and just faced the wall. It's like she's got Stockholm syndrome.
Well, she's just so happy that she's got up at this time of day. Mm.
Well, it is early.
Goes to show what we do when we get up 5:30, go to the gym and have a coffee together.
You don't need another coffee today, by the way.
I only have one coffee
today.
Far
too energetic for you. I want to talk about someone, speaking of the Chiefs. I want to talk about Brad Weber. Pound.
What about Sam Kane coming back?
He's coming back.
Good luck, champion.
But is he coming back this week?
Well, he's eligible, correct?
I think he's coming back for the Reds.
And you would know.
I think he'll be back for the Reds game.
I can't wait to see him come back. Why? Because he's defied the odds. He's got so many mental challenges that people will never even comprehend.
Yeah.
For him to put his head in a ruck or a maul or tackle again is unbelievable. And he's just a brave, brave human being. And he's a great asset for New Zealand rugby. So I'm really excited to see him come back. Brad Weber. Boy, he's playing well, isn't
he? Pound for pound, the most important player in the Chiefs. When they've been without Brody Retallick, they've been without Sam Kane, they lost a lot of their leaders who have been in part of their club for a long time. Beaver hasn't been seen around the place or really on the field. Yeah, that guy has literally picked up that team and said, follow me, boys. I am the heart and soul of the Chiefs, Brad Weber. There's no way he should not be in the All Blacks.
Oh.
There is no way. There is no
way. I
think
you're starting to create another love affair with someone.
You can't tell me that currently in New Zealand he is not at least the third best halfback going.
He's definitely the third best.
All right, and if you're taking three halfbacks to the Rugby World Cup and he's the third best halfback, he has got to go.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So are we agreed on?
Yeah.
Colin Cooper coming out and saying don't count out Brad Weber is as good as saying Brad Weber's in the mix.
I'm not arguing with you here, mate.
Yeah. Good.
I'm just saying that I don't think that Brad Weber is the sole heart of the Chiefs.
I'm not saying he's the sole. I'm just saying.
You said
he's the heart and soul. He's put the team.
I'm not saying
there.
He's the soul. I'm just saying he's the heart and soul. No. So you've added a bit of.
No, I thought you meant soul as in S O L E as opposed to S O U L.
Oh, Roger, yeah, no, get me on a technicality because you know my England's not that great. What a loser. Taking advantage of a disadvantaged human being. Anyway.
He is
fantastic. Spark, I think Anton Leonard Brown is also a cornerstone of that thing. And I also think the value of a Sam Kane and a Brody Retallick behind the scenes, even though they're injured, I would show to me that their work ethic and their respect and their desire for the Chiefs is carrying through. And then you've got young guys sitting there going, this is what Chiefs about. And when they say Chiefs mana, it's not a throwaway statement. It's real, and they live it every day. And I think they'll be in the playoffs.
Massive. Well, the Highlanders have got to go away and play the Lions and the Stormers in Africa. They love an African road trip. In fact, I think they did this on their way to their first title. They had a big roadie, got close, got together, came home. Hassan Arour beat the Canes at the Caketon. Still a tough tour, though, despite the fluctuating form of the Lions and the Stormers. It's a tough ask for the Landers to go over there, win, then come home. But having all your derbies out of the way is probably a bit of a sigh of relief.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a relief. But Cape Town is a tough old ground, mate. Mm. Whoa, tough old ground. And then obviously the Lions have created Joburg a bit of a fortress. And, you know, I think if we look at the South African conference, they've got more and more momentum. As a conference, I think they've all got better and better, and they've won more and more games. I mean, the Jaguares are sitting there in the middle.
The Jaguares are there.
Steering the operation. But they play some great code, don't they?
Yeah.
They mix in their football with their rugby.
They do. But again, you know, you come down to this conference system, right? And I don't mind the conference system. Everyone knows it. But if you look at the top two New Zealand teams, they've won 9 out of 12 games. If you look at the top two Australian teams, they've won 6 out of 12 games. You look at the top South African team, the Sharks, have won 5 out of 12 games. So there is a disparity in terms of straight up victories.
How do you make it fairer?
Oh, we'll go round robin. That's what will happen.
We go to round robin, so and it makes it fairer.
You'll go to a 14-team competition, but it's just a shame that you can't expand and have the equity that a competition needs. I've never minded the conference structure, but I can understand why fans go, what? Why is this person guaranteed a place when they've only won 5 of their games? I mean, they've got a less than 50% win record, the Sharks, and they're top of the table.
Here's a question. Well, why wouldn't you create a conference where you don't actually play other conferences? So you play yourself internally, then you play...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Another external round, per se. Because then the division doesn't look as bad, if that makes sense. So and then you get to the
So what you're final. Saying is let's just go play round robin or home and away in your conference.
In your conference. And that's then, your points. And then go
and
to
then
the
you
next,
pop out.
Then you pop out to get extra bonus points. And then you have the... Well, which see, is probably sort of what they're doing.
It's kind of... I understand that. You want you
it's
want,
just so
you,
confusing life want, at times,
you,
isn't
you,
it?
You want the games. You want the length of season, but you also want parity in what we're seeing. But yeah,
you just made a very interesting statement to me.
What's that?
You want the length of season.
Yeah.
Do you actually want the length of season?
Yeah, I think you do.
Why? So you and I can have a job week in and week out?
Hell yes. Well, that's part of it. No, I think you need a decent length of season. But for instance,
how long is NFL?
16 weeks, regular season.
How long Super Rugby?
17 weeks, 17 rounds. bit longer because you have the bye weeks. But
and then we've got internationals.
And then you've got internationals after
and
that.
And then we've got playoffs.
Yeah, but not everyone's, so what, 20... but not everyone's involved in the internationals.
Yeah. No, but what I'm saying is, in terms of what we're trying to produce, which is rugby has now an element of entertainment, are we oversupplying?
Sure.
So let's put it in this scenario. Is Ed Sheeran going out performing a concert every Friday night?
I think he is, actually.
In Auckland. And everyone's like, great, let's go to Ed Sheeran again, mate. What are you doing?
I actually went to Ed Sheeran. I quite enjoyed it.
I'd never been to him.
Really talented guy.
Oh, yeah. From what I understand, look, music is not my thing.
No.
I can't sing to save myself. I mean, I struggle to press play on Spotify. I'm that bad. Thank God they invented those playlist things. And then play and go, oh, yeah.
I've never asked this. What is your musical genre? What is your taste?
I'm all over, you know. I can be a bit of house. I can be a bit of R&B. I can be a bit of rock. I look in the mirror, God, I'm confusing.
If you look in the mirror, good start to a sentence from you.
Mind you, I'm using this new moisturizer cream.
Oh, for God's sake.
And it's making life feel a little different. And it's a hemp moisturizer cream. We got it for my daughter. And I've just started using it. And it feels quite good. Does it look good?
Yeah, you look great. I'm waiting for the point you're trying to
make. Thank you, Ruru. I'm not making any point today. This is a really waste of time.
I'm going to bring it back to...
Can we get some questions from the crowds or from our listeners?
No, we're not live.
No, I know.
You are totally Ron Burgundy in this podcast.
Can we get some, during the week, can we get some
You want
feedback?
Some questions.
I want some questions. I want some feedback from
people. But every
people.
Time I ask you a question, you go off on a tangent about moisturizer.
Because your questions are...
Don't.
Your questions. I want to know if the people are asking your questions or you're asking
I'm asking on behalf of the people.
Okay.
You know, I'm tapped into the people, mate. I'm wide.
You are. You always
I'm
have
wide
been
into
actually.
The people.
Do you know the Ruru after the Crusaders final? He went in and you were with them for what, 6, 7, 8 hours, just knee deep in celebrations. Here's a challenge. Why don't you
what
go toe to toe with the player that accepts the rugby pass challenge of wearing his super rugby outfit for over 40 hours, and you wear the same outfit, not your broadcasting outfit, but the actual... You could be the ball boy with him. Yes, you can support him. What happens if you didn't get on with him? That would be a nightmare. You get on with everyone, though. Why don't you do that? And then you can give us that evidence.
So what you're saying is you want me to go on a 48-hour-plus bender with a Super Rugby champion dressed
Correct.
In full kit and while I'm dressed as a ball boy.
Yes.
You've got to keep your fetishes out of this podcast.
I'll talk to your wife and make sure it's okay. I'll run the podcast on the Tuesday because you'll be in no state to do anything.
Yeah.
And maybe we bring you in. Maybe we do a Sunday one.
A
Sunday podcast with you. Oh, Jesus. I tell you what, there's a genius inside of me.
Somewhere hidden deep. Do you know what? I've decided that what sport needs and what Super Rugby needs and what rugby rights holders need, instead of selling an entire competition, why don't these bodies make premier events? And then you can say, well, yeah, no, you can have the round robin if you want to purchase that. But there are 4 premier events during the season. They might be the biggest derbies. They might be traditional fixtures. They might be games of intense meaning that you say, well, but that's a separate thing. We want you to buy that individually. And I bring it up because we're broadcasting the Grammar Kings game this weekend.
He's got a new employer.
Yeah, I know.
He's got a new employer.
Well, not that new.
Well,
I want to talk about a special occasion.
He's working an angle here, and I've got to be careful.
you work for the other guys. Grammar Kings game this coming up this weekend, and you played in it.
Wirtus Paulette.
You played.
King's College, let's go, boys.
Yeah, King's College, Auckland Grammar School. I think it's a great game. 1896 was this first game.
1896.
Yeah, and these two schools are the two remaining founding schools of the Auckland Secondary Schools competition.
Serious?
Started in 1896, same year King's came into fruition. And it has been going since then. This is the 208th game.
The 208th game.
I
played one of them.
Yeah.
Contributed a loss to King's College. Sorry, guys.
You wouldn't have been the first. The record's not flash. Well, it's got better over the years.
What's the record? What's the ledger?
132 wins to Grammar, 16 draws, and you can subtract the rest, and that's King's results. Grammar's won 64.
About 37-38%.
Grammar's won 64 Auckland Championships. King's has won 15. And of those 15, four were shared with Auckland Grammar School.
And but what's the roll numbers?
The roll numbers, well, King's is about 1,000. About 1,000 now. 1,000 now, including girls from year 11.
So 800.
And Grammar has 2,600 boys.
So ratio, we're probably still 50-50.
Sure, if you want to go on the numbers. That's good work from you, John Nash.
You like that, don't you? Yeah,
that's really good.
I always quarterback, so we're straight down the middle. I would have actually gone 51 Kings, 49 Grammar.
Yeah.
I'm not that type of guy. I'm not biased. I'm not that type of guy. It's 50-50 in terms of a win-loss ratio, Kings Grammar.
Talk to me about that game, though. Why is it so special? Why do you think that one is special? Is it just on history and tradition?
I remember that game, honestly, like it was yesterday. It was
you
just,
do?
Oh, unbelievable. So that's... The pinnacle as a schoolboy is getting to your first 15. You as a third former and a fourth former, look, I didn't play rugby at that age, but the school hypes itself up around the college and the first 15, if that's what the school it is, which is a Grammar and a Kings. And so when the Grammar Kings game comes, or the St. Kent's game, or, you know, those big traditional colleges, the whole school gets involved for the whole week. So you start to learn the history, and then you start playing rugby, then you're like, I want to play that game. Because, I mean, as you said, there could be 14,000 people there.
Mm.
It's more than a NPC game. Mm. ITM Cup, Mitre 10, I don't know what it's called anymore. But that's more than one of those regular games. I mean, that's more than some super rugby game. So for a kid at 15, 16, 17, to play in front of a crowd like that's unbelievable. All week, the build-up, the pressure, it's the pinnacle of schoolboy rugby. And you've got the rivalry in there, the history in there. And then the beauty of it with these is it brings back the old boys. So it brings back everyone else that had history. Like, I got excited that you told me it was on this weekend. I'm like, great, how do I get there? How do I go?
Yeah, you've got to come up.
And it's just Grammar. It's just a tricky place to get to, you know. I'd rather go to South Auckland, safer.
Fair, but I was there yesterday watching Kings train. These guys,
you're a spy.
They trained for about 2 hours. It's unreal.
It's a dead set regime there, mate. Tessa Levere at St. Kent set the bar very high, mate.
He's gone. Tessa did set the bar. Kevin Puck was there training
was
away.
He?
Yeah, assistant coach.
Mark Kennelly, is he
Mark
still?
Mark Kennelly's there.
So Mark Kennelly was my first coach.
Scott Palmer.
And Daryl Williams.
Yeah, Daryl's still there as well.
I know, they were my first coaches, and to still see them there. I remember Daryl came up to me and he goes, mate, you could go all right at this game if you really wanted to crack at it. And I was like, you reckon? And I was like, who did you play for? Oh, Samoa. I said, he's got a bit of kudos. And that literally within 2 or 3 days, I said, I'm going to be an All Black. And he was like, oh, it's a bit ambitious, but I reckon you could go pretty good. And from that moment on, that's where I tried to get to. So games off
great
the back
support.
Of these, off the back of these games, kids decide, yep, I want to go further.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's exciting. I'd love to take
you're
my
one
girls
of,
there.
You're one of 15 All Blacks out of Kings.
We only got 15 All Blacks, do we?
Going back, but you had some greats. Ian Kirkpatrick.
Champion of the human, eh?
Peter Alatini came out. James Parsons, yourself, Dan Braid.
Angus McDonald.
Ross Brown. Yeah. So there's been a few. It goes back a long way, too.
And Grammar, what, they've had about 25? Number
53.
Close.
53.
I did know that. I didn't want to.
Rico Ioane being the last. Actually, here's an amazing story for you. And just to wrap this chat up, yesterday, James Parsons and Rico Ioane gave an interview about the game, one being a Kings boy, one being a Grammar boy. And they did it from Alexandra Park, and where the Blues train.
The home of the Trots.
The home of the Trots.
It's the Blues now. So maybe that's it. Blues have got the Trots.
Also, here's a story about that park. It used to be called Potter's Paddock. It was a private farm, and that's where the first Grammar Kings game was played.
Hey, that's awesome.
So there you go.
The Ruru has so much wisdom.
Ooh. Now, let's wrap it up with looking ahead to this week. It's a quick fire, so you can get to a meeting. You're selling something today. I can see you're in the selling mood. Hurricanes, Jags. No chance for the Jags, or a chance for the Jags at the Caketon.
Here's an outsider. Jags will win that.
Hawaris
will take it.
Hawaris. Really?
I just think the Hurricanes potentially might have might get a bit ahead of themselves.
Wow.
Or I've just recorrected them, because I know they're all sitting up watching this.
Mm-hmm.
I might have just,
I think so,
maybe corrected them.
Rebels are 1 point behind the Brumbies in the Australian standings. They are second. They've got the Bulls. The Bulls got crushed last week by the Crusaders on their home deck. Can they go to Melbourne and beat the Rebels? I don't think they can.
No, but Quay Cooper's out, yeah, for the Rebels?
I think so.
Yeah, and Matt Tamua, is he? I've heard he's coming back. Yeah, Matt Tamua's come back, potentially might play this weekend. Been released from Leicester.
Wowee.
And to play for, it's breaking news. I heard it last night on the news. It's regenerated news.
It's not breaking news. You're putting it back together.
I'm regenerating it.
Okay, good.
That would be interesting if he can come back and then, you know, for five games in. And
I like Matt Tamua.
Yeah, he's a good player. Solid. So, yeah, the Rebels will win that.
Blues Chiefs, Eden Park, Saturday.
I think the Chiefs, unfortunately.
Oh, wow.
I said I think the Chiefs.
Do you want the Chiefs?
No way. I hate the Chiefs. I want the Blues to win, but I think that they'll...
Do you think the heads are down? I hope the heads aren't down.
Here's the changing fortunes. If Clifford, the Big Red Dog,
yes,
is playing, the Blues will win.
Not the first Clifford, the Big Red Dog.
No, he's not. It was the original Clifford. Close relation to mine, actually.
Yeah, your brother. Yeah. Reds v Waratahs. The old mate against mate, state against state. I can't see the Tars losing this game, can you? What's going on with the Waratahs? Where are they at?
Yeah, they're all over the show, aren't they?
They're behind the Reds on the table by 1 point. But again, it's like four wins for the Tars.
Yeah, it's not right.
I mean, the Reds will back themselves, but I've got a sneaking...
In Sydney, is it?
It's in Brisbane. Brisbane.
I'll go the Reds.
Sure.
Reds on. Reds.
Lions taking on the Highlanders at, what do they call it these days? We're just going to call it Ellis Park.
It was Emirates Park there for a while, wasn't it?
And then it was Coca-Cola Park.
Before that.
No, they're sponsoring a stadium, not us. So
one day it was the All Blacks versus South Africa. We're in there and we're warming up right at the dead ball line. And we talked about terrorist threats and we made a call. And I remember we made a call and we were like, nah, we're going to just get along with this and we're just going to get on and deal with it. We're in the middle. We're going to commit, blah, blah, blah. And we're in the warm-up and it was probably about 20 minutes before kickoff and it was just on the final stages before you run back in the tunnel, have your drink and get back out there. And this plane, I kid you not, it felt like it came a metre over the grandstand, just went, it was a big, like, 777 or something like that, big thing, and it blasted this whole crowd. We literally, all the players like ducked, and it was like in the middle of this warm-up, we ducked, and we're like, we're going down. It was unbelievable. It sent the ups us.
It's like the 95 reprisal. Remember they threw the jumbo jet over?
It was exactly like that.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think I remember that game.
We shat ourselves.
I think the Highlanders will miss Ben Smith in a game like this, and if the Lions are smart, they will know how to expose the Landers at the back.
The Lions are coming back, though, haven't they? They've been away? No.
Oh, I can't
You
remember.
Don't know. Yeah.
I can't remember. Why do you ask me questions like this?
I don't know, mate. Just to make myself feel better.
You make some serious assumptions on my knowledge, mate.
I think the Landers will win that.
Okay. I'm hearing you. And finally, mate, the Stormers taking on the Crusaders in Cape Town. Crusaders off the back of some high-felt action against
Crusaders all day.
Crusaders all day?
All day.
You know, I tend to agree with that.
They'll go to Caprice. They would have gone to Caprice on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Had a few sundowners, few beers. They'll be very relaxed.
Camps Bay, what a great place.
Oh, what a great place.
I had a great school tour to Cape Town. God, what a great city that is.
Let it go, mate. She didn't love you. That's where you're going back with that. That was one of your first loves.
Yeah, it was actually.
23 seconds. Magic. Okay, I think we better wrap this up, eh? Otherwise this might not be called the short ball.
I'm out.
You later, bud.
Enjoy all the rugby on the weekend, all on rugbypass.com. Thanks, Worms.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.